Well, good afternoon to you. I hope you've been able to spend some time in the garden this weekend, or fixing the sprinkler system, or pruning trees, some time outdoors, right? If we look at the scriptures, we see Jesus many times teaching us using examples from nature, farming, things growing, all those kinds of beautiful things. You know, walking through the fields, perhaps his own garden, who knows, must have been an important part of his own spirituality, his own spiritual awakening, how he came to understand and then eventually communicate to us the reign of God. And if it was important to him, it should be important to us as well. I think that would be maybe the first lesson I would take away from these wonderful readings, is if it's important to him, it must be important to us. To go for a walk without your phone. Yeah. This is how it is with the kingdom of God, he says. A man sows seeds in his field, so a farmer. And a farmer does his part. Farmers work hard, you may know already. And they have to be people of great skill if they're going to survive these days. They have to know how to prepare the land. They have to know how to plant the seed and choose the right seeds for their land. They have to know when to plant it. They have to know how to deal with the weeds that inevitably come, how to fertilize with just the right amount, water just the right amount, how to detect when the crop is ready for harvest, and how to harvest it, of course, and then how to store it, and how to eventually sell it or use it. Farming takes a lot of skill. And Jesus says, this is how it is with the King of God. Farmer doesn't know how it works. He just knows that it works. If I plant that seed, it'll grow. How? Well, we'll leave that to other people, perhaps. But so it is with the kingdom of God, he says. In other words, we do what we can do. We learn to do it to the best of our ability. But it's God that makes the kingdom of God happen, right? But with us doing our part, God grows the kingdom. Our part, as much of a farmer's part as well, is patient waiting. For us, though, patient waiting is not just waiting. It's doing our part. It includes prayer and service, work, towards the coming of the kingdom of God. We do what we can do and then put it into God's care. We do it with gratitude and awareness of the need for collaboration. We do it through human tasks, various kinds. Some of them might seem quite insignificant, hardly worth doing at all, and yet that might be the task that's crucial to the reign of God coming among us. The second image he uses this day is the mustard seed. If you've ever seen one, they're very tiny, aren't they? And yet it grows. It grows into a bush big enough the birds can build their nests in there and take shelter in it. The kingdom of God, he says, is like this. The kingdom now, perhaps kind of small, sadly, and yet like seeds with great potential. Jesus teaches that the kingdom of God is relentless and inevitable, but requires our cooperation. Delayed when we don't do our part, delayed when we sin. But I was reminded of that line from Jurassic Park, right? Life finds a way. The kingdom of God will find a way. Or if you want to take an image that's a little closer to home, try getting those weeds out of your yard, right? They find a way. The kingdom of God does as well. It is relentless in its coming. It starts small, composed not of extraordinary, but ordinary deeds. Gradual growth, like seeds or like trees. The kingdom of God is like this. It starts small and gradually grows while we patiently wait, not passively, but in service of the kingdom. And this would be true of our own personal spiritual growth as well. As we grow in moral integrity, it's a whole life process, right? We work at it, we do what we can, God provides the grace, and it will happen. Today's reading employs images of gradual growth. The cedar in our first reading began as a seedling. It took years for that seed to become a magnificent tree. The same is true of the mustard seed. It wasn't an overnight phenomenon. It requires time to develop the trunk, the branches, to make up this remarkable plant. So it is with the reign of God. Beginning in ordinary circumstances, it matures gradually until it spreads far and wide. The development of ourselves as well is gradual as we become the person God chooses us to be. Rooted in God, we flourish in God's presence and produce fruit ourselves, even to our old age. Now, it takes eyes of faith to see the kingdom of God. Others might despair or use force, which is not a kingdom way. You cannot force growth of a seed or a tree. Farmer can't force his crop to come up faster. He could water, but if he overwaters or overfertilizes, well, who hasn't done that to a plant, right? Oh, I want it to grow so bad that I just use a little extra fertilizer, and what happens? We can't force the kingdom of God. The kingdom within us or the kingdom in the world, it requires patience. The kingdom of God is like this. There is, though, a definite difference between a growth of a plant and the development of the reign of God. I mean, we may have to wait a long time, but eventually we will see the plant grow and produce its fruit. On the other hand, time alone will not reveal the action of God in this world. We need eyes of faith for that. But then with eyes of faith, we will recognize the reign of God, struggling to be realized in the midst of everywhere and at all times. Where do we see the reign of God? Well, in unlikely places. With the eyes of faith, we can behold it. We can see it unfolding in our homes, when we are a little more patient or forgiving with those with whom we live. We will recognize the coming of the kingdom in a helping hand extended to us at school or at work. In the gentle healing touch of healthcare workers, we'll appreciate it when we deal with honesty in a business, or the courage of the men and women who place themselves in harm's way for the sake of others. The reign of God is like an insignificant seed, overlooked by most, but cherished by those who know it is brimming with potential. It takes root, and it grows, and it produces. In fact, it's usually found in those places where we would not even look to see it. Places like among the poor or the despised, the hearts of those who suffer or are persecuted. The potential for the reign of God is often contained in what appears to be inconsequential. It thrives in mysterious ways. It's happening all around us, like the miracle of the crops growing in the fields. The reign of God is among us, and we're on the way to it, and we can make it our way of life. So believe, give thanks, and do your part. Like the farmer, do what gives life.